Heidi, I understand we have a nice note from, is it the North Shore Community School has a report for us.
Hello,
and I think,
oh,
is it Amy is our reporter?
That's right, yep.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report of the week of January 30th, 2021. My name is Amy and I'm your phonologist for this week. February is the month of early thawing and longer daylight. February 9th is the night of the sucker moon. It is called the suckerfish moon after the suckerfish because in some places it is easy to net in February. February is the month of record high and record low temps. It is also the month with the lowest amount of winter snow. On February 5th, the temps dropped down in the negatives. February is the mating season for wolves, squirrels, foxes, and snowshoe hare. Taylor heard wolves howling at night on January 28th. Rocco noticed that there are deer tracks in his neighbor's yard. Punxsutawney Phil, the Pennsylvania groundhog, saw his shadow, so 6 more weeks of winter. Adeline's cat is expecting kittens. Lissa saw a dead deer on the side of the highway on the 1st. Many crows and other birds were eating at it. Woodpeckers began drumming on trees, metal buildings, and other things in February. This is not done to find insects. It is the woodpecker's way of declaring its territory and attracting females for nesting season. The chickadees began changing their call to the spring song last week on January 26th. We heard them while out at Chickadee Landing. If you hear it, some people say it sounds like they're singing cheeseburger. Listen to see if the chickadees in your area are calling their spring call. On Tuesday the 2nd, Ava saw a bald eagle eating a dead deer on the side of the highway on her way home from school. Brocco saw a robin. Poets write about the harshness of winter. How dare thee, nature? It can't make food, can it? If so, can I eat it? We see willows putting forth their fuzzy buds, which look like cat's feet. Pussy willows have pollen in them, and bees use this for food in the winter months. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week, and remember to be observant.
Thank you, Amy. What a nice report. Wow, great job. You kids are really sharp over there. I think I've got to give some credit to the teachers, Lee and Robbie, who are just doing a great job with the kids. That is a wonderful report. Lots of good things in there. And I hope that some of you will enjoy that report and perhaps send along some notes yourselves.